Well, as we explore together the possibilities of the lost mode of prayer, once again, I'll invite you to allow for the possibility that prayer transcends Western science, the way that we see it today. This mode of prayer transcends religion. I'll invite you to allow for the possibility that prayer has nothing to do with religion, and religions were built around specific modes of prayer. That prayer is a highly sophisticated vibratory technology that we embody in the cells of our being. And as we have the wisdom to collect and redirect the power within our cells, then these miracles come to pass. Maybe they become less than miracles. Maybe they become a way of life in our world. Well, prayer clearly transcends simply healing our physical body. We are offered in ancient traditions, ancient texts, and we hear modern accounts of prayer influencing the events of our external world as well. And this is one of the reasons I'm choosing to share this lost mode of prayer at this time. I've been chastised in recent months through some officials who have known of this mode of prayer for a long, long time and say there was a reason it was taken out of our texts 1700 years ago and we're not ready for this mode of prayer. And what I say to them is that if we're not ready now, then when will we be ready? Here we are at this crucial window of opportunity that the ancients called the shift of the ages, when all of the parameters of time are converging on this moment in history. Ancient calendars, ancient texts, almost universally, the traditions of those who have come before us, the oral traditions as well as the written traditions, they point to this time in history. They say that this is a rare moment. This is an opportunity. It's a window that has opened up to us to redefine who we are in this world and to carry that new definition of who we believe we are across the membrane of time and space and experience, across the moment that the ancients called the shift of the ages, now that we recognize as the birth of a new millennium. We're reminded through so many ancient texts and traditions that this millennium that we are closing out has been a very unique experience. It's been an opportunity for the people of this world to experience the parameters of hate and fear and rage and anger on the one hand, while on the other hand being given the tools to transcend fear and hate and rage and anger. And it's that transcendence that we're invited to carry across the bridge between all that's ever been and that which is yet to be into the new millennium, laying the foundation, building the building blocks for all that is yet to be. If not now, if we are unprepared at this moment in history to empower ourselves with this inner technology now, then when would we ever be ready for it? I believe this is the time, and I believe that we are prepared to embrace and allow for the possibility of this ancient wisdom that lives within our bodies. Now, there is a particular reason why I'm sharing this now. There is a great mystery in the traditions of those who have come before us. Almost universally, the calendars and the texts and the prophecies point to this time in history. Some of them are so clear. They have identified all of the previous cycles leading to this time. The Aztec calendar, for example, identifies four previous worlds before this world. They say there were four worlds. We're living in the fifth world. It's about to close, and we're moving into the sixth world. They were so clear. They identify how they ended. There was a great world that ended during the time of giants on this earth, giant animals as well as people who essentially devoured one another, is what the story says. Now, through some of the new texts being discovered in the Aramaic translations, they lend credence to that story. There is a world that ended in fire before our world. There was a world that ended in ice before our world. There was a world that ended in a great flood before our world. And that great flood is what many speculate may be the biblical floods. They were so clear. They identified these worlds and the characteristics. And as they look at the world now that we're about to close, Not one of the prophecies, not one of the predictions, not one of these ancient traditions goes so far as to say how our time completes, how this world ends. They lay out possibilities and they offer scenarios leading up to the great change of this time in history, and not one of them goes so far as to describe what this world looks like as we move through and complete this great time that now is being identified as the zero point experience, or the shift of the ages, or the close of the millennium. And there's a reason for this, and the reason is because these ancient traditions identify a variable in the equation of human experience and human evolution. They identify a variable that is still being defined. And that variable is described as the way the people of this time in history respond to the great challenges of their lives individually. Those individual responses provide the collective wisdom that determines how we evolve. It determines what comes of this time in history. It determines the scenario. It's still being determined in this moment. Now, there's a common thread that runs through many of these ancient traditions. And that common thread is that in the viewpoints of those who have come before us, they see great periods of catastrophe, catastrophic destruction, tremendous loss of life at this time in history. And that has been shared for so long. Many people are expecting to see that now. And what I'm offering today is the possibility that that scenario is simply that. It is one possibility. And we have a very good body of evidence now suggesting that there is another possibility that may come to fruition through our choices in terms of the way we live our lives, the way we live our worlds. Modern scientists, research physicists, now suspect that time and the relationship between experiences has a much different characteristic than we've ever believed in the past. They suggest the possibility that in any one moment in time, several possibilities are occurring simultaneously. In any one moment in time. Some people call these the theories of parallel universes. Now, it sounds a little abstract, it sounds a little esoteric, and it becomes important, and I'll share with you why I believe this is so key. Because scientists also believe now, research within just the last 4 or 5 years has demonstrated that the choices we make in our lives, day in and day out, what we feel are the insignificant choices, how we respond to the wait person that brings our food to us at lunch, and how we address one another day in and day out in our lives, those little insignificant experiences, that's us demonstrating our mastery each day in life, individually. Collectively, our mastery determines which reality we tune to, just like a television station. So what I believe has happened is that in these ancient traditions, as brilliant, masterful prophets and seers looked from their time ahead and even beyond our time, and they saw these possibilities of destruction, they were looking through the corridor that was aligned with human mastery on a global level at that point in history. And it's a very real possibility. And what we also know now is that the seers saw other possibilities that are much more beautiful and transcend destruction and the loss of life. They offer a great ray of hope and possibility, and those visions were taken out of our text 1,700 years ago. 1,700 years ago, we began losing the possibilities of joy, and we were only reminded of the possibilities of destruction for this time in history. And I think most people pretty much agree, as we have the opportunity to travel this country, United States, and also my wife and I travel throughout the world. And we ask people, how do you feel about this time in history, and what do you expect to see happen? And there's a dichotomy, because on the one hand, many people feel very positive and they're excited about the possibilities of what this time means. And on the other hand, they say, our prophecies and our predictions say this is a time of great destruction.